there's been something that's been said that I'm trying to wrap my mind around, because I know black and white numbers, yes, it makes a little bit of sense. But for me, I have a tough time just accepting it the way it's been portrayed. And I've heard a lot of people say it. I actually give credit to Recco. I heard him say it driving home on Friday with the warm-up show. Then I saw Craig do it, and I saw a bunch of people put it out on Twitter. And that's trying to understand the contract that Jacksonville gave Trevor Lawrence. Now, look, it's a lot of money. There's no doubt about it, and he has not warranted that contract. And I don't know why they did it this year. I feel like it could have been kicked down the line another year before they gave him this kind of bag to make him tied for the highest paid annually quarterback in the NFL. It is a bit much considering what he's done in this league, which isn't all that much. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, for him to make this much money, it's clearly what they believe he will be, and not for what he's done, because the numbers aren't any good. But what I don't necessarily agree with, although the numbers might be the same, comparing him to Daniel Jones in this town, I have a tough time when you think about, like, Daniel Jones, yeah, okay, right? The completion percentage, the total yards over their first 48 career games, the touchdown passes are relatively close, the turnovers almost exactly, team's point per game is pretty much the same. We watch the games, though, right? We watch the games, because Trevor Lawrence last year was playing excellent football, had his team 8-3 before he got injured, and it all went to hell. Because when Daniel Jones got injured last year, the Giants were pretty freaking awful with Daniel Jones. With him healthy and playing, they were pretty awful. And if you want to tell me the weapons, I mean, do you think he's got far superior weapons? As Daniel Jones has had little to no help wide receiver position, I won't argue it. I mean, do you really think the Jacksonville Jaguars had just, you know, Christian Kirk's a nice wide receiver? Yeah, probably better than a lot of the Giants. Calvin Ridley came over and was ultimately disappointing. He had 1,000 yards, but ultimately was disappointing. How about Evan Ingram? Because Evan Ingram is their best weapon, quite honestly. 114 receptions, 963 yards coming from the tight end position. Because I feel like Daniel Jones had someone just like that and was unable... Oh, no, him exactly. And was unable to get anything out of Evan Ingram to the point where he got jettisoned from the Giants. I know they have the same playoff record, but we watch the games. This guy is far superior to Daniel Jones. I'm sorry, maybe I'm crazy. If I had to choose between the two, I would take Trevor Lawrence any day of the week. And I'm not trying to be a Daniel Jones hater, but I've just heard the comparison a bunch of different places. Now, while I'm not trying to justify what he got paid, because it seems ridiculous. It seems like a lot of money for someone who hasn't been successful, but I mean, you want to talk about all the things that hurt Daniel Jones, right? We ruined Daniel Jones. Well, he's got terrible coaching. Well, they gave him Urban Meyer to start his career. I mean, arguably the worst 1 year of head coaching in NFL history. Yes, he's got a Super Bowl caliber coach, the last couple years, but he got hurt again last year. And again, they were 8-3. You want to talk about offensive line play? He's got no offensive line. The Jaguars offensive line, well, I just did a quick look on Pro Football Focus. They had them ranked at 26th in the league. Like, he has not played behind a good offensive line. He has not, you know, his first year was a complete wash considering the coaching. It was an absolute disaster. Running back not nearly as good as Saquon Barkley, although Etienne is pretty good. He's not Saquon Barkley. Like, I understand the comparison because we, you know, New York is New York. Daniel Jones got paid and is considered on every ranking list the worst quarterback in the NFL, which I don't agree with either. I think both of these quarterbacks are hard to figure out, and that's why maybe they do work as a comparison. Because I don't think Daniel Jones is the worst quarterback in the league over quarterbacks who haven't even suited up yet, which on some lists you see, which is ridiculous. because he does have talent. He has led a team to a playoffs and has won a playoff game. But, I mean, Trevor Lawrence, in my mind, is much better than Daniel Jones. I don't care what the numbers say. I don't think he's been in a far better situation than Daniel Jones. I understand he shouldn't be paid like this, but we don't have to try and compare him. So, I mean, I get it. The numbers are the same, and that's fair. They are what they are. The numbers are what you are what your record says you are, to quote the great Bill Parcells. So I get it. But I'm just saying, for me, looking at these two players, I would, if I had Trevor Lawrence on the New York Giants and he was the quarterback of the New York Giants, I would feel much more comfortable giving him a contract, albeit, yes, $51 million a year is absurd for someone who's only had his track record. But somehow, you know, when I've seen him play and healthy, I think I've seen a better overall quarterback than I have from Daniel Jones. And again, they both had Evan Engram. And Evan Engram has become a superstar with Trevor Lawrence. And he was terrible with Daniel Jones. And Daniel Jones, when healthy, still was miserable last year. They were 8-3. The one seed in the AFC before it all fell apart after he got hurt. Now, the contract, I agree, doesn't make much sense to me. I'm surprised they paid him, considering the numbers are even comparable to Daniel Jones, which they are. But for me, the player, I would trust the next handful of years that Trevor Lawrence is going to be the better quarterback than Daniel Jones.